I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Winters in Western Oregon tend to be cool and rainy, but summers are usually very dry. So many farmers in the region irrigate their crops, and much of the water they use comes from rivers that are fed by mountain snowpack. But as the climate warms, that snowpack is shrinking.
It is over time going to really impact how people irrigate their crops.
That's Gabrielle Rush McNally of the Dry Farming Institute. Her group helps farmers in the region learn how to grow crops including tomatoes, melons, beans, and squash without irrigating during the dry summer season. For example, they can help their soil retain moisture from winter rains by mulching and adding compost to their fields. And spacing plants more widely can help them develop longer roots to access water that's held deeper in the soil. The Dry Farming Institute teaches farmers about these methods and tests crop varieties to identify which can thrive in dry farm conditions.
We also encourage a lot of experimentation and then knowledge sharing to see like what works in a particular context.
So even if they do not stop watering entirely, farmers can reduce how much they rely on irrigation as the climate warms and water becomes scarcer. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
I've heard all your excuses, but no apologies. And I know that it's useless, but it still bothers me when you look into my eyes at your own reflection. It's all that you see, all that you see. Second guessing myself, but I'm sure I love you, but I don't like you anymore. Boarding up my window and locking my door.
Julian Taylor here, and that is music from the incredible Tanika Charles, a song called Don't Like You Anymore from her album, Reasons to Stay, which came out last June and was nominated for the Polaris Prize, the long list, as well as a Juno Award for Best Soul and R&B Recording of the Year. So congratulations to Tanika. Recently, she was at the Grove Theater, which is the outdoor auditorium in Fenland Falls, and everybody had a great time there. My name is Julian Taylor, and I've got some great music to play for you on the show this week. Coming up, an artist from Creston, British Columbia, Emma Cade, who is an award-winning, emerging Canadian Métis country artist. I'm going to be spinning her song Endgame, a track that was released in 2024. Begonia from the album Fantasy Life is on the show as well with the song So High. Begonia just landed on the Polaris Shortlist Prize, and the song So High is something that I really enjoy. That album's fantastic. It was nominated and won Best Adult Alternative Album of the Year at the Juno Awards. It was tied with Bahamas. The Killers are on the show with Mr. Brightside. I'm sure you've heard that before. It's still strong, still very strong. I like that whole record, Hot Fuss, and the one after that. And Cam Kahan is on the show with a track called Hamilton. Interesting story about this young artist. He's part Somalian and is from Dunville, which is near Stony Creek, a really tiny town. And I met him through his bass player and his brother, Noah. Noah's been doing some great film work for me for years, and I had no idea that his brother Cam was so amazing. Here it is on the jukebox.
Used to make your heart beat fast. Laces tight, your hair pulled back. Can't wait to hear my favorite track. Just hoping that same feeling seems to last. Sometimes I just can't handle it. I'll tap your back to lift me up. Some basement down in Hamilton. Will tie me to a mannequin.
I gotta save that place again. This is Gordy Johnson, the Big Sugar, and I'm listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing. And getting by doesn't seem so hard to do.
Sweet. years, I'd be spinning in a white dress. They say it happens when you least expect it. One minute I was laughing, next I'm lovesick. When I wrote the book on how not to settle down. Salty sweet, and he's too good for me. I think I met my last first kiss. A man I didn't think could exist. Suddenly, forever's not so strange. Since I think I'm at my end game.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Try to remember how your heart was beating when you were young.
From the album All of Us, released in 2014, that is Sam Roberts Band and the song Youth. They put on a great show at Base 31 this past weekend. I got to open up for them, and it was a real treat. And if you get a chance, go check them out, listen to their music. I'm sure you've heard some of their songs that have been on the radio, but the whole catalog is pretty fantastic. Now, it's for our featured artist. It is none other than Ruby Waters. And we're going to play the song Supernatural from the album Almost Naked, released in 2023. Ruby Waters, last time I saw her, it was at Massey Hall. We were there for Neil Young's 80th birthday, and she covered the tune Harvest Moon.
Something in the air, sorry if I stare. I got the feeling that tonight you're gonna take me there. Take me to the moon and put me in my tomb. She took my hand and started walking to the back room. The is getting real, I don't know how to feel. I thought she was a snack, I thought she'd be the whole meal. I'm about to climax, cause of your fine ass. The day we met, I knew you were something that I could bypass. Make sure that you wanna play. I'm pretty f***ing good at this. Is there anything you wanna say? Any famous last words before this gets insane? Loving you is supernatural. It's impractical and I need it. This vibe is something magical. We've been on the ball, so let's keep it. Loving you is supernatural. It's impractical and I need it. This vibe is something magical. We've been on the ball, so let's keep it.
30 Saturdays, I've had some Saturdays. Waking up to two bad bitches smoking purple haze. Stuck in paradise, let's add a little spice. Coca, Pepsi, rum, a gin, lemon, a lime, not being nice.
Make sure that you wanna play. I'm pretty good at this game. Is there anything you wanna say? Any famous last words before this gets insane? Loving you is supernatural. It's
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.